Now, what do you do after a revival? I mean, really. I've thought about this before. It's been on my mind in the past, and on Wednesday night it came to my mind that, and the Lord knows why to change a message or give you another message or point you in another direction at any given time, I believe, in ministry, as long as you're willing to yield to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to do that. And it would have been really easy for me to just plug back in into Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, because I'm studied ahead in that. I've already jumped forward. I try and do that as we go along, because you just never know. What does the Bible say? You don't know what a day may bring. So your study days might not be study days for a particular week. You could be, who knows what you could be doing at that time, and what you could be in, so to speak. And so I always like to be ahead, and I was ahead, and it would have been easy to go to Matthew chapter 7. I've taught on that many times in the past. I've had to teach on Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, particularly in the prison, because those guys love to take you to that verse. What is it? Judge not, that ye be not judged. And that's chapter 7, verse 1. And I always say, oh, you guys want to go there? Let's go there. And then I teach them about context and about what the context is there and how that's to be interpreted, because the world has falsely interpreted it. And that is the most, I believe, would you agree with me, Pastor? That is probably the most misinterpreted verse in the entire scripture. Yeah. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. And I believe if I was to go to the commentators, I would find that they would agree with me all the way back into the 1700s. They would agree as well. That is the most misinterpreted verse in Scripture. So as much as I have been chomping at the bit to get there, I'm thankful for the study that has led up to it, because that's helping me with it as well. Look in it, not to get something new from God, but look at it at a slightly different light in what I taught it in the prison. But today, it's the day after revival. It's the service after revival. And the verse that came to mind that brought this message to me this morning was a verse that Brother Wall read on Wednesday night that had the word, I don't even remember all of the verse. It was the single word that jumped out off the page and plastered itself right between the running lights on me, and that is the word remember. Remember. So, you know me too, when it comes to any particular theme or topic or even a word study, and this is kind of a word study, but it's more of a person study. It's more of an introspection. What I want to do over the next days and weeks that come is there are things that I want to remember. And the word remember is used a lot in the Bible. And God wants us to do that. And there are things that He wants us to remember. And there's also things that He has told us to forget. Yes. So, I have 7 things to remember and 3 things to forget. Will we finish the message today? I do not know. Might be one of those, if you want the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say, you're going to have to come back tonight. I don't know. Let's try and do this, though. Here in Acts chapter 7, Stephen is preaching his message as he has been falsely accused and attacked exactly the way Christ was by the Pharisees and scribes. And he has been for preaching exactly what Christ preached. And he has been brought in before the same men who crucified Jesus. The same men. And in his message here in chapter 7, and I don't want to go over the entire message, he basically recites the history of the children of Israel. And in reciting this history, he is doing what? Remembering. He is remembering. Now, before we actually get to this spot, what I want to show you is I want to look at the definition. I thought I was going to go to Webster and see, remember, and get one of those little paragraph-long definitions. I could preach 3 weeks of sermons on the definition of remember itself. I was like, no, don't do this to me, Noah. I'd actually like to speak to the man. He had a lot to do with the founding of our country. Noah Webster did. And he was a saved man. Remember, there are 15 separate, I don't know if I'd call them separate, they all tie together, definitions of the word remember. 15. To have in the mind an idea which had been in the mind before. Now that helped me with preparing for the message today because the idea came to my mind during a message on Wednesday night. And I was thinking to myself as I sat there, you better write down a couple things real quick because by the end of that message, it's going to be gone. So I did. And I actually apologized to Brother Wall afterward, and he said, I do it all the time. So here he says, to have in the mind an idea which had been in the mind before and which occurs to the mind without effort. Are there things that you remember without effort? Sadly, some of the things that I remember without effort, I desperately need to forget. But that's another, that's down the road a ways. We're not there yet. I just pulled off on an exit. Number two, when we use effort, there are some that come without effort, and then there is some where we need to remember where it what? Requires effort. We're talking to each other. Hey, remember when? And you gotta open the filing cabinet drawer of your mind and go like this. And you're going back to your mind. Remember that day? Remember, and little things that they're saying starts to bring it back. It could be something that happened I'll tell you what happened. The day that picture flashed up there of Green Ridge, that they had taken of Green Ridge, the first thing that happened to me as I looked at the picture was the filing cabinet drawer went shoom, and the mind went, and this is all, isn't it amazing how the mind works? The mind went faster than a computer, faster than AI. My mind went back, and I was like, that looks like Green Ridge. And then Wyatt said, that is Green Ridge. And then my mind remembered something else about that spot. It remembered Nathan coming up from under the water like a porpoise with a trout in his mouth. No, actually, he didn't have the trout in his mouth. But that's what he was trying to do because they wouldn't bite on the fishing line. So Nathan's like, I'm getting in there, and I'm going to bite one. He was not successful. I'll never forget that day. But as that picture went there, my mind began searching through there. You see what I'm saying? You when we use effort to recall an idea, we are said to recollect it. To remember, it's usually it's without effort. But to recollect it means I have to dig through the filing cabinet drawer. So I'm recollecting something. It takes effort. Some remembering takes effort. And there's some remembering that we do need to take effort to do. We truly do. Sadly, most of the things that we remember that really don't take any effort at all are the things that I desperately want to forget. Especially when I go into Harbor Freight. And I don't need to remind you of that one. Number three, to bear or keep in mind. To bear it, or to keep in mind. Number four, to preserve the memory of, to preserve from being forgotten. You know, I actually, there are some things that I don't want to forget, and I don't put them in the back of the filing cabinet. I try and keep them up in the front, so they're right there, so that my mind goes back to these good things, to preserve the memory of, to preserve from being forgotten. Number five, to mention. Number six, to put in mind or to remind. To remember some things means I have to pull them out of the drawer and put them back into my mind again. Number seven, to think of and consider, to meditate. And each one of these points, believe it or not, in Noah Webster, he's got a scripture passage. You talk about a good outline for a message. There's 15 points. That'd take me 3 weeks at least to go through just the word remember. Number eight, to bear in mind with esteem. That means that's something I really want to remember. That's something I really want to remember. I value, to esteem something is to value it highly. I value this thing. I value this memory. Number nine, to bear in mind with praise or admiration, to celebrate. There are some things that we should remember and celebrate. We should. There are some things that we remember, and sometimes I believe as Christians we grieve over that we shouldn't be grieving over, we should be celebrating. To celebrate. I even had to, like, I wrote it all down through here. I put an arrow over here. I wrote it down through here. I'm running out of paper on the front, and then I had to go to the back. You don't want to see my notes. Number 10, to bear in mind with favor, care, and regard for the safety or deliverance of anyone. Number 11, to bear in mind with intent to reward or punish. You know, I got to remember that because I'm either going to reward that or I'm going to punish it. To bear in mind with confidence, to trust in. There are some things that we need to remember, particularly from the Word of God, that we need to trust. Who are you trusting for tomorrow? I'm putting you on the spot. You better believe it. And I knew he'd answer that. And I'm going to tell you right now. You know what his doctor's name is? Hackett. I wish you hadn't told me that. He told me that this morning. You know why he pointed up? Because I ain't trusting no doctor with the name of Hackett. God's going to guide his hand. And you know what? I'm trusting God too. That Dr. Hackett will not hack tomorrow. And he ain't. He ain't. Because our trust is where? It's in God. That's exactly right. You have to go before these doctors. I don't care how many degrees they got on the wall. At the end of the day, as a believer, as someone who puts our faith and trust in God, should be for everything. I don't care where you went to school. God is going to have his way in this with me. And I remember feeling that on that cath table that day in Saskatoon, 2,000 miles from here, looking at a screen of my heart, watching a bunch of guys listening to the old rock and roll on the radio, dancing around the cath room with flak jackets on. And I was thinking, and you know what? God gave me a peace. These young nutbags are the best ones to be gaming their way through my heart. Yeah, we got it. It's right there. Blow it up. Put that stent in. And here I am. But I'm going to tell you something. God's the one that guided their hand that day because God could have took me that day. Right, Brother Tracy? That's right. To bear in mind with confidence, to trust in. And I'm going to end up preaching these 15 things, and I've got 10 more points to go. Man. Number 13, to bear in mind with the purpose of assisting or relieving. Number 14, to bear in mind with reverence to obey. Number 15, to bear in mind with regard to keep as sacred and to observe. Oh, what an outline that makes. On the word remember. Go back to Exodus. You know what? We're going to skip Acts. Because what I'm going to read in Exodus is what, because I'm running out of time. If I get into Acts, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to preach Acts. Exodus chapter 13. I hate that clock. I hate it. I'm allowed to hate some things. I hate that clock. And I have the ability to blow it away. But I won't for your sake. Exodus chapter 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast. It is mine. Man, I like that. There was a time when I wasn't. There's a time in my life when I wasn't. I was a child of the devil. And I acted like it. But there was a time where I was adopted into the family of God. Born again. Saved by the blood of the Lamb. And I became His. It is mine. And Moses said unto the people, what's the next word? Remember. This is a good study. I love this word. Remember. Remember this day. What day was that? That's the day they walked out of Egypt. Remember this day. Wow. In which ye came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of the hand of the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be. You know what we need to remember? The day after revival, we need to remember the day we were brought out of Egypt. You remember that day? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. When's the last time you thought about that day? I mean, really thought about it. The day you were brought out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Man, I remember that day. I didn't even expect that day. As a matter of fact, as I sat on that church pew that night, I was planning on staying in that house. Staying in that place. And I frankly can't understand what happened that night. I just know this. He brought me out of the house of bondage, out of the house of sin, and adopted me into a new family. You know what you need to remember the day after revival? You need to remember the day you were born again. And I'm telling you right now, if you're sitting here and you say what I've heard some people on TV say that are popular Christian people, I've always been a Christian. No, you haven't. You are not born into Christianity. You are born one way through Jesus Christ in the new birth. But your physical birth does not make you a Christian, nor did it make me, in spite of the fact that I was born into a Christian home. And I remember back to that day in 1999 where God took His finger like a hot poker, like the sharp, two-edged sword that it is, and pierced my soul and divided me asunder. I'm going to tell you something. it rivaled my heart attack
in a different way.
And I remember that day. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verse 15. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt. A servant.
Let's just take the coating off of that word and give it what it is, a slave. A slave.
And remember that thou wast a slave in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and bowed a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commandeth thee to keep the Sabbath day. In the first part of that verse, he's telling us to remember, not only to remember the day that we got saved, but remember what you were. You were a slave. You were a bondservant. To one thing, sin, two things, sin and self. I believe they're kind of synonymous with each other. Sin and self. And I remember me in that place and time. I don't remember. Want to remember all the gory details of my life prior to, but I do want to remember where I was. Because it's a reminder of what God's done for me. Remember the day you were born, the day you were delivered. Remember who you were. Remember who you were. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 16. Deuteronomy 16, verse 1, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and of the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith. Even the bread of affliction, for thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of my life. Don't ever forget the day you were saved, and go back there frequently. And you'll do what Brother Wall said this week. You'll rejoice and you'll celebrate in the midst of dark times. You want God to lift your spirits? Remember the day he saved you. Remember where you came from. Remember those things. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Go back. Remember where you came from. Remember who you were. Remember the day God saved you. Remember the day you put your faith and trust in him, not by works of righteousness which I have done, but in the finished work of Jesus Christ, not by what family I was born into, not by what church baptized me when I was a baby. You have to go back to a day where you met with God. You met Jesus on the road to Damascus, so to speak, and your life was never the same again. Deuteronomy 8, verse 2. And then once you get done remembering that,
here's some more things to remember that'll help you. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. You know what you need to remember? The world lives, eats, drinks, and sleeps. And I already put my phone over there on the negative. There's no good news in the news ever anymore. Is there? None. And if we feed on that garbage every single day, God forgive me, but I've got to stop. I think I'm going to do what Brother Wall suggested. I'm going to get a flip phone, talk and text, and that's it. What about my GPS? I'll find a place. I don't need Siri to tell me how to get there. I'll get there eventually, I just might be late. I'm sick of the negative. And it'll drag you down. You know what God wants us to remember? He wants us to remember all the times He's led us. But our mind, because of this world, wants to just go to the negative 100% of the time. And we go there and we get discouraged. And then it ends in despair, and we have a Christian that is up on the rocks with a hole in the bottom of the ship, sitting on the beach, shipwrecked. Ain't nobody been through everything Paul went through except for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he suffered it all in one day. Paul at least got to stretch it out over a few years. And Paul said, I don't want to become a shipwreck. What would put him there? I'll tell you what would put him there. Not remembering the right things. But you know what the devil wants to throw on our shoulder? The wrong things. Constantly. Remember when this happened? Remember when that happened? Where was God then? I'll tell you where he was. He's right where he has always been. On that throne. Up through that hole in the north. And right here amongst us. Accomplishing his will. Nothing happens in your life or mine or in this flock that sneaks up on God. Nothing. Everything is ordained or allowed. Why can't I wrap my head around that? Why? And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. And there's a reason why things happen, folks. And the first one is the one to humble thee. To humble thee. And to prove thee. What is to prove? It is to make sure something is real. I'm sick of the fluffy, false Christianity of our day. I just want real. But you know what? I got to start right here. I got to start right here. Remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou would keep his commandments
or no?
And even though this is in the book of Deuteronomy, Jesus said this in the New Testament, so let's just say it got brought into our dispensation. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Remember God's leading. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Amazing how a lot of these verses came out of the book of Deuteronomy.
But Pastor, see if you can find a verse while I'm going on this next rant. But Pastor, the times have changed. Society has moved on. That kind of thinking is old-fashioned. We need to move. But my question is this, move in what direction? Move in what direction?
Deuteronomy chapter 32. It's easy to find because it's verse 7. Look for them numbers. I'd go into verse 3 first, verse 7 next, verse 5 next, verse 10 next. That's right, done. Verse 7. There's the word. Remember the days of old. I do not read contemporary writers on the things of theology. Because frankly, the only guy I've read so far in a while that I trust, well, it's a couple. Bruce Lackey, David Cloud, and maybe a couple others.
Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. I don't care how society has changed. I am remembering the days of old.
Amen.
I am remembering the counsel of old. I am remembering the things that God taught us when He says, I am the Lord, I change not. Well, that doesn't apply now. We're in a different time now. All of the word of God is profitable for doctrine and reproof, Paul told Timothy. All of it. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. You cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater. No, we don't follow the ceremonial, the judicial laws of the dietary laws of the Old Testament. But let me tell you something. Everything else we do.
I'll stick to the old book too. I'll take 400 years over the last 100. 400 years. 25 men. 5 different groups. Most of them could speak more languages than there are on the earth. Remember the counsel of older Christians. Remember the old ways. Joshua chapter 1, verse 13. Joshua chapter 1, verse 13 says, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. I'm not taking the promises. I'm going to apply this verse, okay? I'm not taking the promises of national Israel for the church in this dispensation. I'm not doing it. That would be biblically and dispensationally wrong. However, I'm going to use that remember for this. Because I can tell you this. When Jesus saved me on April the 4th, 1999, when I was born again, when I put my faith and trust in the finished work of Christ on Calvary's cross, when His blood took away all of my sins, do you know what God gave me? Rest. Rest. Remember, Christian, God has given you rest. I don't care what's going on in the world today. Don't get me wrong when I say that and say, He don't care about nobody. That's not true. There are things that deeply grieve me that are going on in this world. Deeply grieve me. But with that said, God has given me exactly what Brother Wall said the other night. A sure, settled hope in the coming of the Messiah. And just what he said. Everything's going to be all right. As far as God is concerned. And I rest in that. I rest in that. You know what? I have no idea what they're going to face. These are mine in a way. And as I look out through time, I didn't mess up your ear. As I look out through time, the tendency is to do what? The tendency is to do what, Jason? You got it. I do the same thing right there. And I got more of them. You got them. Where are they? They're scattered all around. We got... What? Rest, brother and sister in Christ. God's going to take care of them. Because if they're saved, if they're born again, before Jesus comes back, or they leave this earth... Rest in the fact God's got it.
Yes.
He's got it. You know what? I have to do that for them. Otherwise, I'll lose my mind. I will lose my mind. And God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, has He? No, because the Holy Spirit keeps telling me, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? I'm just going to rest on Him. I have to. He commands me to. Remember, the Lord hath given you rest. Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verse 7, let's start at the good verse. They're all good verses. Let's just do the number. Verse 7, chapter 16, 1 Chronicles. Who's speaking? King David. You know what? A descendant of King David will sit on that throne someday. Rule and reign with the rod of iron. Rule with righteousness. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord unto the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Remember Asaph? I like that guy. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works.
Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his faith. Man, there's a good outline too. Those three seeks. Seek his face continually. Verse 12. There's our word. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Remember all the wonderful things the Lord has done in your life. And quit thinking about the bad stuff. Quit going back to the bad stuff. Quit letting Satan throw that in your ear and in your heart to discourage you. Because if you're discouraged, you are ineffective as a Christian witness, reconciler, and peacemaker. Amen. And that's what he wants. He wants us to go there. Remember all the wonderful things that he's done. All the times he's delivered you. One more remember. Ecclesiastes. Chapter 12. Now the number one is a good number two now. Don't ever toss it out. Because that's where we're going. Verse 1. 1, 3, 5, 7, 10. I just told everybody my PIN number. You know what? I don't care if you have my PIN number. God's going to take care of me. I'll give you my social security number. You can put it out over the radio if you want. I don't care. They already got it. You know how many data breaches we've had? They got your info. Quit messing with the stupid shredder and throw your stuff away. I'm serious. They got your info. There's been too many data breaches. I don't care what bank you've been with. They broke into Experian. Your information's on the dark web. That was told to me by a criminal in the prison in Canada who was a computer hacker. Okay? Quit worrying about that too. How did I get off on that? Chapter 12, verse 1. I'm going to leave the last, remember, with the young people. Because I'm going to be frank with you, Logan. I don't know how long that stint's going to last. 2011, 14 years old. You next. I ain't guaranteed tomorrow. So I leave the last remember with you young people. Because your mindset is this. All of you. Your mindset is this. Emma, Maggie, you young people too. Here's your mindset. I've got plenty of, what's the next word, Josh? Time. I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time. No, you don't. Our life is as the grass in the field and the flower thereof. Comes up one day, and what does the Bible say? It's gone the next. Our life is but a vapor. Comes out of the top of that coffee cup, and it makes it about maybe 2 inches. And it's gone. It's gone.
Yes, sir.
And the problem with youth is the misconception that you're on the long end of it. I'm going to tell you something. I married that woman yesterday. Right?
hey, Casey, remember, I seen the picture on Amy and Pap's wall, you too. That was yesterday. Where'd the time go? Where'd the time go? Where'd it go, Sister Brandon? It was yesterday, wasn't it? You married your dear husband. I guarantee you in her mind it was yesterday. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. I'll get saved later. I'll get born again later. After all, I got plenty of time. I got too much I want to do right now. Young people, remember now thy Creator.
We're going to do these three fast, I promise you. Numbers chapter 11, verse 5. Turn fast, because when I get there, I'm going to start reading. Beat me. We're doing a Bible race. Numbers chapter 11, verse 5. Verse 4 for context. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. And if there's something you need to forget, it is what you had before. Put it as far as you can from the east as from the west, because it wasn't better. It never would have been better. It is only grief and heartache. The only thing that we have now looking forward is we have the Lord. We have the Holy Spirit. Forget about Egypt.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 43. Quickly. Now, don't get this confused with the verse that says, remember the things of old, because we're talking about two different old things. Okay? Isaiah 43:18, remember ye not the former things. What's he talking about? The same thing I just read in the other verse. What I had.
You know, in some ways I had it better. No, you didn't. In some ways, I had more friends. No, you didn't. It seems like I might have been happier then. No, you weren't. It was a false happiness. It was a false light. It was the deception of Lucifer. And he uses this on young people as well.
Forget the former things. Don't allow those weights that Hebrews talks about that will bring these things to mind. Go to Philippians chapter 3 and we'll close. Philippians chapter 3.
What do we do the day after revival?
We go to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
This is what we do. I'm going to tell you something. Do you know one thing that fundamental Baptists remember and hold on to the longest with a tenacity that is beyond description? What splits all them churches up there in Pennsylvania? What could split ours? Ought. Ought. You listening to me? Ought. something. There ain't a religion on the face of the earth that holds on to it worse than independent Baptists.
Yes, sir.
And I'll bet you I could tell that in a preacher's conference and I'd get a standing ovation. Because it's the truth. Brother Wall and I talked about it. What are you holding on to? What do you need to forget? Because if you don't forget that, you won't remember all those good things. Those good things will disappear in remembering the wrong things. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing, the Holy Spirit will not do for you. That's why Paul said this. This one thing I do. He doesn't say I do this in the power of the Holy Ghost. He said this is something he has to do. Forgetting those things which are behind. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forget Egypt. Forget the things of Egypt. And forget those things which are behind. That includes before you were saved and after. That's what we do the day after revival. All 10 of those things. Stand, if you will, with your heads around. I tell you, the one you need to remember, though, if you're here today and you can't remember when you were born, and I'm not talking about your physical birth. If you can't remember the day you were born, you need that memory. And you can get that memory starting today. You remember the day you were born, James? Sure he does. You know why? Because it hasn't been that long ago. And the devil hasn't clouded his mind with all the cares of this world. He remembers it intimately. Do I? Do you? Or is something in the way that you need to forget? Is it aught? I don't know. Is it Egypt? Is it a lack of trust? As she plays.